Hey guys. Hi, my name is Yancy. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from lust and pride. Hey guys. My story begins at 5 years old. I always felt awkward and different as a child. I knew that I wasn't like the other kids. I was very shy and quiet, a wallflower, usually the little girl you didn't notice, which made me a target for sexual abuse. Some of my earliest memories are of sexual abuse and sexually acting out. When I was 12 years old, I finally got up the courage to tell my mom about the sexual abuse by the man I believed to be my father. After reporting my abuse to my mom, she told me that the man who I thought was my biological father was, in fact, not my real father, but my stepfather. She showed me a picture of a Hispanic man with long brown hair and a big mustache and said, "This is your real dad." My whole world came crashing down. I had always wondered why I didn't look like anyone else in my family, and now I had the answer. Not only did I not have any self-worth, but now I had lost my identity too. That same summer, I attended church camp and heard about Jesus for the first time. I knew I needed him, and if he really died for my sins and all the things that I had done, then I wanted to hand my life over to him. So I accepted Christ as my Savior, but when camp was over, that was it. And I was left to figure out the rest on my own. Many years were spent trying to find my self-worth and value through sexual relationships with guys. The only language I understood for love was sexual, but it was inevitable. Every breakup would leave me heartbroken and empty. Then there was college, a fog of partying and drinking. In college, I was raped twice by two different guys whom I both knew. I never told anyone what had happened because I was intoxicated and I felt like I deserved it. This is when I started to believe the only thing guys wanted from me was to have sex, and if they wanted it, then they would take it, and I didn't care. But still, there was a gut-wrenching feeling there had to be more to this life. There had to be something of more value. My 20s were a balancing act of church girl and single party girl. At 28, I began to panic. Only 2 more years, and I would be an old single lady with cats. So I convinced myself I needed to fix the situation. I had been dating a guy off and on for about 2 years. We both wanted to get married, but for all the wrong reasons, and not to each other. Our desire to be married and no longer single was too strong that we decided to get married. I remember going to get our marriage license and the Holy Spirit screaming at me, "Don't do this. What are you doing? Stop." My response to God was, "Be quiet. I've got this." And 30 days later, we were getting married at the Justice of Peace. I prayed and hoped that even though this man I just married didn't love me, he would grow to love me and somehow we would make it through. But that wasn't the case. I wasn't listening to God about marriage, and I didn't care at the time that divorce was not in his plan. So 1 year and 2 months later, our divorce was finalized. I began using my not-so-awesome coping skills at the time and decided to start partying and drinking. It was during this time I became pregnant. I was devastated. Not only was I going through a divorce, but I was pregnant by somebody I didn't want to be with. I moved back to South Dakota to be with my family so they could help raise my son. The next 9 months were a very dark and lonely time in my life. Ever since I told God to hush, I hadn't heard from him again. And I knew it was my fault. I remember laying in my bed, crying for hours, trying to understand how I was going to take care of this baby all by myself, how I was going to explain to him why he didn't have a dad. I thought, this baby is going to hate me just like everybody else. The day my son was born, I held him in my arms, I looked at him, and I remember feeling an overwhelming love pour over me. I remember looking at him and thinking, "I love you so much. I will never let anybody or anything hurt you." And like a ton of bricks, it hit me. God loves me this way. God loves me like this, except times 1,000. Finally, I had a glimpse of how much God loved me, but I still had not connected this with my heart and felt I didn't deserve his love. I still lived a life full of guilt and shame. I felt an unsettledness in my heart, so when my son was almost 3, I packed up all our things and moved back to Texas. I was able to find my biological father and siblings after looking for them for 10-plus years. Not knowing how to process finding my biological father and family, After 30 years, I fell into a depression and one of the scariest, darkest times in my life. The enemy had me in his grip. The season was very dark, filled with pornography and sexual relationships. But the Lord continued to pursue me even in the darkness. I was so desperate to be loved by my new family. And after a couple of years, I decided to move to Dallas to be closer to them. Shortly after moving to Dallas, it all fell apart, and I was rejected again by my new family. I became angry and depressed. I didn't understand why the relationships around me kept falling apart, and I saw myself as unlovable. I was attending church at Watermark when everything fell apart. I had been seeing and reading about this ministry called Regeneration. It was time to check it out. I came to Regen completely broken and angry. I was the person sitting in groundwork so mad because I didn't want to be there, but I had run out of options. I knew that what I was doing was not working, and I was ready to do whatever the Lord asked of me to change my situation. I just didn't understand what that looked like. The first couple of weeks in groundwork, I felt stuck. I forced myself to push through the lesson, and the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, "Yancey, I am your father in heaven, not of this earth. I do not have a conditional love for you. I love you no matter what. I love you even despite everything, and I have never left you." From that point, I was committed to the process. I wanted God to change me. By the end of step three, trust, I finally understood what grace was. This new understanding of grace blew my mind. I used to see grace in others as a weakness, but our God is not weak. He is mighty, powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent, and he gives us grace. He gives it. We don't have to earn it. In step four, inventory, I was able to take a deep look at all the hurts in my relationships and an even harder look in the mirror. Through his mercy and kindness, God was able to reveal to me the root of my anger, anxiety, and hurts. It had a name, and its name was pride. I never saw myself as prideful, but seeing how my need to self-protect and control people and things around me hit me at my core. It was time to change the way I viewed others and myself and hand over my will for my life over to God. It no longer became about what I wanted, but what his will for me was. His will for me was to hand over my pride, restore my relationships, and allow others to be a part of this life he created for me. In step nine, amends, I was able to take responsibility of my sins and ask for forgiveness from those I hurt, including my family. God has shown me through this step that amends is a lifelong process that we have to abide in, and by doing so, he is glorified. During Regen, God showed me how to replace my irrational beliefs with his truth. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things." God continues to peel away at the pieces to bring me closer to him. The last 2.5 years of singleness has been a beautiful season for me of pursuing a relationship with a loving God. He has put a passion in my heart to lead in Regen and glorify him every chance I get. It has brought me so much joy and peace to see God work and through the courageous women in my step group. He never ceases to amaze me. Pursuing relationships and loving others has become a part of my daily life. Although it still can be scary to be so vulnerable with people, God reveals to me every time that he uses this to show others grace and allows me to love others the way he does. The Lord has made me whole. I know who I am in him. My identity is in Christ and no longer in relationships with men. I am saved. I am a child of God and I am his beloved. My name is Yancey. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from lust and pride. I give God all the glory and praise for setting me free from my sins and shame. It is no longer I, but he who lives in me.